welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll be celebrating the birthdays of Jack Hilton, Joe Young, Richard Rodgers, and this being the 4th of July, the good old U.S. of A. The 4th of July is a time for picnics, fireworks, and American tunes, and here we have all three.
Every step of the mile and think it was really worthwhile to see a parade come marching down the line. I don't know a son of a gun who wouldn't be willing to run to see a parade come marching down the line. Perhaps I'm what you'd call a patriot, but one thing's certain, whether I am or not, I love a parade. The tramping of feet, I love every beat I hear of a drum. I love a parade. When I hear a band, I just want to stand and cheer as they come. That rat-a-tat-tat, the blare of a horn. That rat-a-tat-tat, a bright uniform. The sight of a drill will give me a thrill. I thrill at the skill of anything military. I love a parade. A handful of vets, a line of cadets, or any brigade. For I love a parade. Look, here they come. Oh, what a sight. Listen to the crowd. They're cheering. Hip, hip, hooray. Oh, everybody loves a parade. And look at those feet. Tramp, tramp, tramp. never missing a beat. And here comes the band. They'll be here soon. Listen to what they're playing. Sue the Stars and Stripes forever. Oh, boy, that's what I call a tune. And look at that drum major. Watch him with that stick. I'll make a wager he doesn't miss a trick. The captain is yelling. It's the command. They're going to drill. Here's where I get a thrill. Oh, pardon me, mister. Excuse me, lady. Oh, quit shoving. Well, say, who do you think you are? Oh, yeah? Thanks. Get out of the way, you mug. Hello, Charlie. Hello, Lou. I love a parade. The tramping of feet. I love every beat I hear of a drum. I love a parade. When I hear a band, I just want to stand and cheer as they come. That rat-a-tat-tat, the blare of a horn. That rat-a-tat-tat, a bright uniform. The sight of a drill will give me a thrill. I thrill at the skill of anything military. I love a parade. A handful of vets, a line of cadets, or any brigade. For I love a
original Memphis Five and Fireworks, recorded July 13, 1929. The original Memphis Five was founded in 1917 by Phil Napoleon and Frank Signorelli and was named for W.C. Handy's song Memphis Blues. They were one of the most prolific of the early white jazz bands and recorded under a variety of other names, including Ladd's Black Aces, Jazzbo's Carolina Serenaders, Bailey's Lucky Seven, the Southland Six, and the Cotton Pickers. Red Nichols, Miff Mole, and Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey played in the band from time to time, but despite the group's name, none of the band members was from Memphis or even from the South. Before Fireworks, we had a parade with Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler's I Love a Parade from George White's Music Hall Varieties, sung there by Harry Richman on August 15, 1932. We began the show in 1928 with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra with that rousing vocal by Austin Young on De Silva, Brown & Henderson's American Tune from George White's Scandals. I'm Glenn Robison, and the name of the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you toe-tapping music such as that from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Born on the same day as the U.S., but a few years later, in 1889, was lyricist Joe Young, writer of such classics as I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter, I'm Sitting on Top of the World, and Dinah. He began his career as a singer for music publishing firms in New York City, and his first songwriting hit was in 1914 with Don't Blame It All on Broadway, which was recorded by the Peerless Quartet. He teamed up with co-lyricist Sam M. Lewis in 1916, a partnership which lasted into the 1930s. They wrote for the Broadway show Robinson Crusoe Jr., which included the songs Where Did Robinson Crusoe Go with Friday on Saturday Night and Yakahula Hickey Doola, both of which were recorded by Al Jolson. The pair collaborated with composers Walter Donaldson, Ray Henderson, Harry Axt, and Harry Warren, and produced hits including How You Gonna Keep 'Em Down on the Farm, 5'2", Eyes of Blue, and I Kiss Your Hand, Madame. After 1930, Joe Young continued writing lyrics, but worked solo and never collaborated with another lyricist. Composers he worked with during this period included Fred Allert, Carmen Lombardo, and Mort Dixon. Joe Young died in New York City on April 21, 1939. Here are three from the pen of Joe Young.
Now that town. The boys will pull me back on the farm. Mr. Reuben started winking and slowly rubbed his chin. He pulled his chair up close to Mother and he answered with a grin. How you gonna keep 'em down on the farm after they've seen Harry? How you gonna keep 'em away from Broadway, jumping around and painting the town? How you gonna keep 'em away from harm? That's a mystery. They'll never want to see a rake or plow. And who the deuce can call you a cow? How you gonna keep 'em down on the farm after they've seen Harry? Reuben, you're mistaken, said his wifey dear. Once a farmer, always a jay, and farmers always stick to the hay. Mother Reuben, I'm not faking, though you may think it strange. But wine and women play the mischief with a boy who's loose with change. How you gonna keep 'em down on the farm after they've seen Harry? How you gonna keep 'em away from Broadway, jazzing around and painting the town? How you gonna keep 'em away from harm? That's a mystery. They'll never want to see a rake or plow. And who the deuce can party to a cow? How you gonna keep 'em down on the farm after they've seen Harry? How you gonna keep 'em down on the farm after they've seen Harry? How you gonna keep 'em away from Broadway, jazzing around and painting the town? How you gonna keep 'em away from harm? That's a mystery. Imagine Reuben when he meets his pa. He'll kiss his cheek and holler, ooh-la-la. How you gonna keep 'em down on the bar after they've seen Harry?
Years or maybe more, out on an island on a lonely shore, Robinson Crusoe landed one fine day. No rent to pay, no wife to obey. His good man Friday was his only friend. He didn't borrow or lend. They built a little hut, lived there till Friday, but Saturday night it was shut. Where did Robinson Crusoe go with Friday on Saturday night? Every Saturday night they would start in the room, and on Sunday morning they come staggering home. They went hunting for rabbits when the weather grew colder, but Crusoe came home with a hair on his shoulder. Now where did Robinson Crusoe go with Friday on Saturday night? Robinson Crusoe was a good old scout. Robinson Crusoe knew his way about. He'd go out hunting chicken now and then, but he knew when he was chasing a hen. Once he told Friday, "You must stay at home. I've got to go out alone." Friday felt very blue. He said, "It's wrong of you. Couldn't you fix it for two?" Where did Robinson Crusoe go with Friday on Saturday night? One fine Saturday night, they had nothing to do, so they started counting all the girlies they knew. Friday counted till 13, and Crusoe said, "Brother, you know, 13's unlucky. Let's go get another." So where did Robinson Crusoe go with Friday on Saturday night? Where did Robinson Crusoe go with Friday on Saturday night? Every Saturday night, they were starting to roam, and on Sunday morning, they come staggering home. On this island live wild men and cannibals trim in, and you know where there are wild men, there must be wild women. So where did Robinson Crusoe go with Friday on Saturday night?
Al Jolson, February 28th, 1916, and the musical question, "Where did Robinson Crusoe go with Friday on Saturday night?" Appropriately enough, from the Broadway show Robinson Crusoe Jr., which also featured the song Yakahula Hikidula, but you already knew that. Before Al Jolson, we heard Arthur Fields singing the Joe Young and Sam M. Lewis lyrics to Walter Donaldson's How You Gonna Keep 'Em Down on the Farm. That song was immensely popular at the time it was written, and it was recorded by many people, including Nora Bays, whose Columbia record competed with Fields' Victor recording. We began that set of Joe Young lyrics with Lullaby of the Leaves, composed by Bernice Petkir and performed by George Olson in his music with a vocal sextet on April 14, 1932.
Listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Have a request for a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Have a comment about the show? Well, you can send either by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or you can send good old-fashioned cards and letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, July 2nd, marked the birth in 1892 in Lancashire, England, of bandleader Jack Hilton. His surname was originally spelled H-I-L-T-O-N, but by the time of his first professional engagement in 1905, he had changed the spelling to the showier H-Y-L-T-O-N. In 1914, he worked as a theater organist at the Alexandra Theater in Camden Town, and in 1920 he joined the Queen's Dance Orchestra in London, which began recording for HMV on May 28, 1921. He arranged some music for the band, trying to recreate the sound of Paul Whiteman's band, and managed to have Directed by Jack Hilton put on the label of every record. He began recording under his own name at the beginning of 1923, and over the next couple of years, played at the Piccadilly, the Kit Kat Club, and the Alhambra, where they stayed for a record 36-week engagement. In 1926, the band made their first radio broadcast, and in the 30s, the band appeared on radio in the Rinso Radio Review. In 1935, the band starred in their own film, She Shall Have Music, but later that year, Jack disbanded and went to the U.S., where he led a band of American musicians. The following year, he returned to England and reformed his band, which in 1938 starred in their second film, Bandwagon. Between 1927 and 38, the band made 16 European tours and was extremely popular in Europe, but in 1940, Jack Hilton decided to disband in favor of a second career as theatrical producer and entrepreneur. He died on January 29, 1965, of a heart attack. Here are three from Jack Hilton and his orchestra.
Thank you. before you think you do. You clown around, you're feeling oh so lazy, boy, you know. You're shouting whoops-a-daisy first, you feel a kink or two. But here's the kick for you, your one desire is to acquire. Each movement of this dainty dance will thrill you through. Oh, I know it will advance you when you do the kinkajou. Thank you.
Jack Hilton and his orchestra. We started off with Da Silva Brown and Henderson's Turn on the Heat from October 25th, 1929. Then, also from 1929, it was Do the Kinkajou. You probably immediately thought of the cat-sized nocturnal cousin of the raccoon with the prehensile tail and clawed paws that lives in the canopy of the Belizean rainforest. But in this case, the Kinkajou was a dance created by Edna Passepe and based on Ada May's dance routine in Rio Rita. It was introduced at the Dance Masters of America convention on August 22, 1927. We finished up with the Bud Green-Harry Warren collaboration You Gotta Know How to Love with the vocal by Jack Hilton from August 18, 1926. Jack Hilton, born July 2, 1892. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. Last week, June 28th, marked the birth in 1902 in Hamel's Station, New York, of one of America's greatest and most prolific composers of popular songs, Richard Rodgers. While attending Columbia University, he met Lorenz Hart, and in 1918 they produced their first commercial tune, Any Old Place With You, in the 1919 Broadway show A Lonely Romeo. They wrote 7 songs for the 1920 show Poor Little Ritz Girl, but from 1921 to 23, Rodgers took musical training at New York's Institute of Musical Art. Their first Broadway success, The Garrick Gaieties, with its leading number Manhattan, opened at the Garrick Theater on May 17, 1925 for a one-week run, but stayed for 200 performances. Rodgers and Hart's collaboration lasted until 1943 and produced 28 shows, 8 movies, and more than 550 songs. Following Hart's death from pneumonia in 1943, Rodgers teamed up with Oscar Hammerstein II until Hammerstein's death in 1960. Rodgers and Hammerstein's first musical was Oklahoma, and together they won 35 Tony Awards, 15 Academy Awards, 2 Pulitzer Prizes, 2 Grammy Awards, and 2 Emmys. Richard Rodgers died on December 30, 1979. Here's a trio of tunes from the pen of Richard Rodgers.
Robins have red breasts and cats meow. Why do you suppose that apples have blossoms upon the bough? Why do birds sing melodies? And why do goats wear long goatees? It must be that they aim to please with real hot nanny goat appeal. Don't you understand that flowers have perfume to draw the bee? Why do you suppose that you're so attractive to me? Thank you.
all you gave me, the way you looked when we met. It's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. I hear you whisper, I'll always love you. I know it's over, and yet it's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. With you, I own the earth. With you, I ruled creation. Know you, and what's it worth? It's just an imitation. Your sweet expression, the smile you gave me, the way you looked when we met. It's so easy to remember, but so hard to forget. I hear you whisper, I'll always love you. I know it's over, and yet it's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. So I must dream to have your hands caress me, fingers press me tight. I rather dream than have that lonely feeling stealing through the night. Each little moment is clear before me, and though it brings me regret, it's easy to remember and so hard to forget.
When Russia was white, it was white for the classes and black for the masses. Unfortunate asses, all wealth belonged to few. When England was Tudor, the king and his cronies had cocktails at Tony's, the poor had balonies. That's how England grew. Sing law and huzzah for the poor folks, as long as the poor folks are your folks. Finer things are for the finer folk. Thus society began. Caviar for peasants is a joke. It's too good for the average man. Supper clubs are for the upper folk, packed like sardines in a can. Through the smoke you get your check and choke. It's too good for the average man. Each poor man has a wife he must stick to. Men of fashion can be cocky. To be caught in flagrante delictu is much too good for the average mocky. All night parties, drinking like a lord, get into our social plan. Waking in the alcoholic ward is too good for the average man. For the fancy class, since psychiatry began, neurasthenia isn't for the mass, it's too good for the average man. Rich old age can blossom like a rose, plastic surgeons have a plan. Cutting up your face despite your nose is too good for the average man.
lots of kids for a poor wife or dandy. Girls of fashion can be choosy. Birth control and the modus operandi are much too good for the average floozy. Psychoanalysts are all the world. Rich men pay them all they can. Waking up to find that he's a girl is too good for the average man.
We started off that little tribute to composer Richard Rodgers with Bob Herring and his orchestra, recording as the Colonial Club Orchestra in November of 1929, and the Rodgers and Hart collaboration Why Do You Suppose? Then, from the 1935 movie Mississippi, Rodgers and Hart's It's Easy to Remember, sung there by Ruth Etting on April 4, 1935. We finished up in 1936 with Ramona Davies, her voice and her grand piano, and Too Good for the Average Man from the show On Your Toes. This being the 4th of July, we're going to wrap up the show with a set of appropriately patriotic songs, beginning with a rather swingin' rendition of Stars and Stripes Forever. Here's Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra.
One stood up to cheer. They teach it written out to children in every school you see. It's now and ever shall be liberty. L stands for love of our country. I for independence too. B for the brave men who fought for us. E the emblem, D red, white and blue. R for the right that we fight for. C true Americans will be. Y is for you and for your duty too. That stands for liberty. All for the right that we fight for. See, true Americans will be. Wise for you and for your duty too, that stands for liberty.
You don't usually think of Iowa as producing opera stars, but that was Clarence Whitehill, born in Marengo, Iowa in 1871, and his 1916 rendition of America. The words to America were written by Dr. Samuel Francis Smith, and it was sung in public for the first time at the Park Street Church in Boston on July 4, 1832. Before Clarence Whitehill, we heard Henry Burr, also in 1916, and L-I-B-E-R-T-Y, written by Ted S. Barron and recorded by Victor on August 8, 1916. We started with Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra in 1937 and Stars and Stripes Forever. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are most welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. I wish you a pleasant and safe 4th of July, and thank you for your very kind attention.
To the prairie, to the ocean.